Control of the airwaves toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. So do enjoy those on us. That again is freetalklive.com. So we wrapped up our Halloween edition of the show yesterday without getting to talk about any of my favorite Halloween related topics.
Well, it's still the Halloween time. I mean, people.
After Halloween is over, is it still the Halloween time, or is it only Halloween time up until and through Halloween?
I'm talking about psychologically. People experienced Halloween, the pinnacle of Halloween, last night. Kids were coming to their door, they were asking for candy, they were dressed up in little cute little outfits. All the good and the bad of Halloween occurred to them last night. They are still feeling Halloween.
Okay, all right. Well, then it'll be fair to talk about maybe a Hell House or something like that tonight. But first, your calls are primary. Let's go unscreen to the amplifier line. Who's this?
Hey, this is Matt from Illinois.
Hey, Matt, what's on your mind?
I read something today about the TSA. And I'd like to preface this by saying when I've been approached by people on the street who are selling jewelry, I don't buy it. Because basically I see that, in my mind, that jewelry's been stolen. And I am not going to support them in their quest to steal from others.
Makes sense.
Well, I don't know if it's stolen. I think a lot of it's probably Chinese imports, but, you know.
No. He's not talking about Joakley sunglasses or anything like that. When somebody comes and, you know, stops you at, like, a convenience store and says, hey,
yeah,
I got a really great watch here. One watch.
Yeah,
they don't have a whole bunch of different watches. They have one watch.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah, like what Mark's saying, right? And that's happened to me a few times.
Okay.
And I just say, you know, I'm not interested and walk away.
Okay.
Because I'm really not interested. I've been robbed before.
And I
don't want to encourage that type of behavior in others. So
Absolutely. Today
when I read a story about the TSA selling their, and this was what it said in the headline, selling their loot online and bids and stuff, that is exactly what I thought of.
You are absolutely right. In fact, this is actually somewhat old news. I think we reported on this a year ago.
It's been done in others, other places. Individually,
right.
TSA departments have done such a thing. But
right. They're taking your pocket knives. They're taking whatever it is they're confiscating from you, and then it's ending up on eBay.
Right. So my thought was that people should not. I know that there's going to be people that are ignorant and that go ahead and bid on it and stuff like this, and they think it's great, but...
A lot of people go to the auctions where the police auction off vehicles that they've seized and that sort of thing. It's the same idea.
Same thing, right.
So there will never be any shortage of people that will buy the stolen loot from the government, because it's legit, see? It's not like buying from a real criminal.
Well, that's the thing, is right there, there's a cloak of legitimacy to it.
Right.
It's really not legitimate. It really...
Well, it's legitimate in that you won't get arrested for buying it, whereas you would get arrested. You could be arrested if you bought stolen goods from anybody else except for the government.
Well, I suppose that's true.
Right.
That's not why I don't buy from thieves, though. I don't buy from thieves because I don't want to encourage them with their behavior.
Absolutely. It's a principled action, and I totally respect you for it and agree with you.
Yeah, so I would refuse to buy from the TSA either. And that story, I just saw it today. It kind of bothered me a little bit. I thought about it, and I thought I'd call you guys and say something.
Thanks for sharing, Matt. We appreciate the call, and thank you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, got an update for you. The John Coffin case. Now, that's not a name that's going to ring any bells, unless you are from our former hometown of Sarasota, Florida. As you might recall, there was a case a little while ago where a gentleman had police officers, sheriff's deputies, entering his home, well, what was alleged to be illegally, and attacking his wife in the garage. He stumbled upon the scene, came out into the garage, and went on the attack.
Right.
And pretty...
He did a good job on these cops.
He looked up on these cops. Anyway, there's
an update. Remember, these cops essentially... They were serving a subpoena, as I recall.
I'm sure this will recap the story.
Okay, go ahead.
This is from the Herald Tribune, from where whence we come. John Coffin won't spend any more time in jail for beating up two sheriff's deputies inside his home, striking one in the head with a taser gun that he took from the other. Circuit Judge Rick DeFuria said at Coffin's trial Tuesday that he doesn't condone the violence against the deputies, but Coffin, who's 56, had a right to defend his family and property because the deputies had no right to be in Coffin's house in the first place, said DeFuria. Law enforcement was responsible for the chain of events here, he said. I think situations like this, or in situations like this, the officers become so frustrated that they go beyond what the law allows them to do. The fight started when Coffin heard his wife screaming in pain, went into the garage, and saw two deputies arresting her on the floor. The deputies were trying to serve Coffin with civil papers that had been given 5 days earlier. They had entered the garage even though they did not have a search warrant or an arrest warrant.
See, now, arrest is a legal thing to do. Like, you know, for a cop to arrest someone, they have to be on the right side of the law. Mm-hmm. The cops were not, in fact, arresting this woman. They were assaulting her.
Yes, oh, but they most certainly were, because she was trying to get away from them. I don't think they're telling the whole story. No, they're not. In this article, as I recall, she went to the door and answered the door when these cops were there. They were asking for her husband, and she...
And he was asleep or ill or something.
I think she might have said he was ill or in the bathroom or something like that or whatever. And she closed the door on them, and then they proceeded to start looking through
the garage,
the window cracks, okay, and things like that as they were poking around the rest of the property. And she, at that point, then came into the garage in order to close the garage door, mm-hmm, as I understand it, to secure her home from these deputies. And that's when they stepped inside the garage, which, of course, was obviously not theirs to do.
They were not welcome there.
And, yes, they had been asked to leave or told that, you know, he couldn't come to the door for whatever reason. And they kept pushing it. And it was at that point that they attacked this woman and started manhandling her and doing who knows what else. And this gentleman came rushing out into the garage and commenced a beating. The deputies, again, had entered the garage even though they didn't have a warrant of any sort. They arrested Coffin's wife, Cynthia, who's 50, on obstruction charges, even though she had no obligation to follow their orders to bring her husband outside. DeFuria said the most critical is the fact that the officers broke the law by stopping the garage door from going down. Mm-hmm. This is the equivalent of a cop putting his foot in your front door, which is a trick they use all the time.
Well, not just putting the foot in the front door, but then entering that door.
Right, and attacking you after that. And the cops do that stuff all the time, which is just reason number one to never open the door to the police. Does not matter if they're there to just ask you questions. Let them ask them through the door. Or if you feel as though you must go outside and talk to the cops, go all the way outside, lock the door behind you, and close it behind you. A jury was picked for the trial on Monday, but the judge granted a motion by Coffin's attorneys who acquitted John Coffin on 5 of 6 felony charges on Tuesday morning. He pleaded no contest to the remaining charge of taking a taser gun from one of the deputies during the fight. Huh, interesting. So if he hadn't have stolen the weapon from the officer, then he wouldn't have had anything that he would have been convicted of. Before handing down his sentence, DeFuria asked how long Coffin spent in jail after his initial arrest. He said, "You spent 8 days in the Sarasota County Jail. That's your sentence. No probation. Time served." Relatives applauded, and Coffin walked out of the courthouse with only a $358 bill for court costs. So, you know, this really goes to point out that whenever you interact with bureaucrats, you are going to lose. Now, Coffin probably felt like he won that particular instance, and
right, because he didn't lose nearly as much as that, right, you know, as possible.
He didn't. He certainly didn't do as badly as he could have, but he still lost. He still lost hundreds of dollars, and he still lost however much time he invested. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what it's like going to a criminal court trial as a defendant. But I imagine it's pretty time-consuming, and it's probably hard to get any other business done if that is something you have to do as business. I don't know if he's retired or not, but either way, they sucked away his precious time, and they didn't reward him for that, not to mention he spent those 8 days in jail. The sentence surprised even the defense attorneys, who had suggested that DeFuria be sentenced, or DeFuria sentence Coffin to probation. Prosecutors had asked for more than a year of prison time because of the totality of the case and the injuries to the deputies. The two deputies testified about their injuries on Tuesday. 3 blows to the head with the butt of a taser gun knocked Lutz unconscious, one of the cops, which Hey, you deserved it, punk. 800.
But we're going to pay for that, too. I mean, I'm sure he's got some kind of medical program.
800-259-9231. The cops are out of line. Normally, nothing happens to them. But in this case, the good guys
are out of line.
More on the way.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free. We've got a wiki there with over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. it's like the listener editable version of our website. Get interactive over at wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And do you need a new computer, but you just don't seem to have the money or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top-quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks and no turndowns. If you're 18 years of older or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start from just $22 a month, so go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com. So, giving you a little bit of good news on a case that we've been covering since probably the very beginning on this show. A couple of years now, I think, since this originally happened. It's a case out of Sarasota, Florida, which is where we come from. It's our hometown, if you will.
And another thing, you just made a point that it's been a couple of years. If you want to get justice out of the government, it's going to take you a good long time.
Right.
If, you know, the government brings a charge...
If you get the justice.
If the government brings a charge against you, well, you can be over and done with in a month or two.
This is true. In this particular case, a man by the name of John Coffin has been found not guilty. Judge Rick DeFuria down there has basically let him off on 5 out of 6 charges. The sixth one, he was given time served. And what essentially happened was a couple of cops, sheriff's deputies, showed up to serve papers on this guy. And his wife wasn't interested in having him come to the door for whatever reason. So she attempted to keep the police out of her home. Now, the police didn't have a warrant to search the house or an arrest warrant or anything like that. They were just there to serve papers. And so if someone's trying to serve papers to you, the idea is keep away from them, right?
I guess.
So the woman, his wife, was trying to keep the police out. She closed the front door on them. They, I guess, hadn't managed to stick their foot in the door, as many cops do. And then she tried to close the garage door. And it was at that point that they physically stopped the garage door from coming down and at that point tried to arrest this man's wife, which included roughing her up, apparently. And she was yelling or screaming. And
she was hurt by this. Hurt.
I imagine so. They're not usually too gentle when they put the handcuffs on. So he came running out into the garage and started bludgeoning the cops with their own weapon. He snatched a taser, I guess, from the belt of one of the cops and just started hitting the cops over the head. The two deputies testified about their injuries on Tuesday. 3 blows to the head with the butt of a taser gun knocked Lutz unconscious. That was the male cop. Stacy Brandow, the female, told the judge, "I just ask that he doesn't get away with this." Assistant state attorney told the judge the case could have been over in 5 seconds if the Coffins had simply come out and cooperated. See, it's all their fault. It's all their fault for wanting to be inside their house and not have to deal with awful police officers giving them orders from government bureaucracy.
If they would have got this sick guy out of bed that has difficulty even, you know, he had difficulty moving around. How he managed to beat up the cops, I don't know, but that was the story. They wanted him out of bed to come get their subpoena.
The state attorney said, "That is a man who took it upon himself to beat up 2 police officers." Well, they were beating his wife up.
Yeah, so 2 police officers that had trespassed.
What would you do?
Into the home, injuring his wife.
See, the state would have you believe that this is just okay behavior for the cops. That, well, since they're in uniform and carrying badges, then they can just walk into anybody's garage anytime they want to and come inside your house. No knocks necessary. And that's the direction things are going in. This is an unusual case in that the good guy, the man who was defending his wife, actually won, for the most part. In many of these cases, the precedent continues to be set that the cops can just keep doing things that they've never been able to do in the past, like no-knock raids. They don't even have to announce their presence, I don't think, in many cases anymore. They announce, and then there's 2 seconds that they have to wait before they kick in your door. It's something absurd like that. It just keeps getting more and more restrictive on our freedom, and they just keep having more and more ability to just walk all over our freedom. So, DeFuria said to the judge that while he believed the deputy's mistakes were not intentional, the Coffins had every right to lock doors and try to close their garage door and not cooperate. He said what took place in that house was unfortunate, but Mr. Coffin had a right to resist. 800-259-9231. These guys definitely deserve a bit of applause for coming out of this with minimal damage and maybe a little bit of precedent. maybe somebody could point to this case, you know, if they get into a similar situation where they have to defend themselves and defend their freedom against marauding police with violence. Look, I'm not somebody who advocates violence. I'm not. But using violence to defend yourself, I think, is okay. It's just that usually when it comes to the cops, you get screwed over if you do that sort of thing. So that's why this case is so unusual, because the cops weren't really treated the way they usually are by
the
court system.
Step out of line.
That much is true, but the cops frequently step out of line, and they're protected by the system. So that's why this is newsworthy. Wanted to bring that to you. 800-259-9231. There's all kinds of other stuff to talk about. A couple of Halloween stories. Apparently, Des Moines, Iowa, the Department of Revenue, did you hear the story that they're taxing pumpkins?
Oh, no.
The government just hates it when people have fun. They just don't want it. You are not allowed to have fun without paying some government bureaucrat first. According to the Associated Press, the Department of Revenue is taxing jack-o'-lanterns starting this Halloween. The new department policy was implemented after officials decided that pumpkins are used primarily for Halloween decorations and not food, and therefore should be taxed.
So, they've decided that that pumpkins are in fact decorations.
That's right.
They are not food.
Mm-hmm.
And how much money are we talking about here? How many pumpkins are, where is this?
Des Moines. So I guess the entire state of Des Moines.
The
department's located in Des Moines. The state of Iowa.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
yes, I was ready to get you on the entire state of Des Moines. So the entire state, they all the pumpkins sold in the state at whatever the taxable rate is, 7, 8, 9%. So, you know, maybe 36, 48, whatever cents per pumpkin, 50
yeah.
cents per pumpkin.
Yeah.
They want that 50 cents.
Yeah. They said that they wanted to match what they thought the predominant use was, the spokes bureaucrat said. We thought the predominant use was for decorations or jack-o'-lanterns. Previously, pumpkins have been considered an edible squash.
They are an edible squash.
Exempted from the tax. The department.
But if I took a cucumber and decorated it, it would, you know.
Well, they're going with what the majority does with pumpkins.
And this is how it was at my house, or at least I think it was. At Halloween time, we would carve the jack-o'-lantern, keep it around for a little while before it, began to decompose or whatever. So a few days we'd have it, and then my grandmother would make a pumpkin pie out of it.
Really?
So, I've heard a lot of people.
What do
don't
you actually make the pumpkin pie out of? Is it the sides
know.
Of the pumpkin or the goop in the
people
middle?
People have questioned my memory on this one. Period. So this is just my experience, what I believe happened, but I believe my grandmother made that jack-o'-lantern into a pumpkin. If anybody believes my story, please call in and back me up.
Or is this just Mark's 10-year-old imagination going wild? I don't know. But we'll continue the pumpkin story here. 800-259-9231. There are never enough taxes. They can never have enough, can they? What's next? 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, some Halloween numbers. The inevitable Hell House story, if we've got time. Of course, your calls are primary. If you make them, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt Debt Management Program, 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy. And who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-930-6378. 1-800-930-6378. 1-800-930-6378.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there for free. Get on the updates list, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, like today. Send out an update because it is the first day of the month, and because it's the first day of the month, that means it's time to vote. Go to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote for the show. Last month, because of your votes, we won the first place in the voting competition for number one podcast in the world, according to PodcastDaily.com. So that's pretty important to us. So we like to ask you to go and do it on a once-a-month basis, because that's all you can do is once a month. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote for the show. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. So real quick here, finishing up this pumpkins story. From Iowa, the Department of Revenue has decided to start taxing jack-o'-lanterns this year. Because previously, pumpkins have been considered an edible squash and exempted from the tax on whatever you sell and the sales tax. The department ruled this year that pumpkins are now taxable with some exceptions if they're advertised for use as jack-o'-lanterns or decorations. Oh, okay. So that'll be easy enough maybe for the stores to get around.
So you just need to
sign a piece of paper. Eating only.
Well, so you would you need to sign a piece of paper to say that I'm going to eat this jack-o'-lantern or this pumpkin? Because they're not selling jack-o'-lanterns.
Wow, you're right. In fact, that is what you have to do. Iowans planning to eat pumpkins can still get a tax exemption if they fill out a form.
Insane.
So you want to save your 38 cents
You've
or whatever.
You've got to hold up the line for God knows
right.
how long while the cashier digs around for the form, while you fill it out and sign it. God knows how long and complicated this form is. It's probably not just your quick signature, your initials at the bottom of the
right.
page. Right. They probably want to know your address, your name,
social security
number. The whole deal.
Says, let's see, the new policy published in the department's September newsletter. Boy, I bet you that's exciting reading.
Yeah.
The Department of Revenue's newsletter. Apparently, it has some pumpkin farmers feeling tricked this Halloween. Bob Kelsey, owner of Buffalo Pumpkin Patch, says, I don't mind paying taxes, but let's get real here, people. He apparently has owned his farm for 7 years, was particularly dismayed with the notion of requiring customers to fill out a form verifying they planned to eat the pumpkins they were buying. He said, it's another crazy, crazy, stupid thing. Count said he'll estimate how many pumpkins were bought for non-food purposes and then send the tax on that amount to the revenue department. Because, like everybody else, he's a good little citizen that will do whatever it is mommy government demands of him. If business owners would just tell the government to flip off with their stupid new taxes, I would, oh man, that would make my day. If just a handful of business owners would have the courage to just say no to these absurd new taxes.
And let the goons come in and shut them down.
I didn't say they should let them.
Well, what are they supposed to do? Have a shootout at the OK Cal?
Shootout at the pumpkin patch?
Yeah.
It gets unfeasible, he says, for people to have small businesses. Danny Carroll, who owns Carroll's Pumpkin Farm, says he'll have to pay the sales tax out of profits. He says, essentially, they just reduced our income by 6%. It's too bad, but it's not surprising. Other Iowa pumpkin sellers also expressed confusion about the new policy. Some of them said they were unaware of it. A few said they've been charging the tax this Halloween season, and few customers have complained. None said they're asking customers to fill out the tax exemption certificate. Well, they said department officials don't know
how much.
Right,
so they're not even giving the customers the option.
They said they don't know how much extra revenue to expect from the pumpkin tax. So, just awful news. Awful people. These government people. They never stop. 1-800-259-9231.
They really don't. And, you know, the taxes, when do you hear about the old taxes going away? Never, ever. It's always the new tax that they're bringing around.
When's it going to be too much?
Right. At what point has the United States actually slipped into socialism?
Well, one could argue we are already in socialism. It's just not complete and total socialism, which, I don't know.
What makes for complete and total socialism?
Yeah, I don't know.
The taking of every dollar that every person makes at all times and then redistributing it?
I guess it would be communism, right? I don't know. I'm not sure, Mark. It's just depressing when you see stories like this. It's just terrible. And again, my question is, when is it too much? And who will decide when it's too much? Because these business owners, they just keep bending over. These are the people that are essentially acting as collections agents for the government. They're the ones going, jumping through the hoops, collecting these tax dollars, filling out whatever forms they need to fill out in order to submit it to the Department of Revenue and, you know, putting it into the mail and doing it by a certain date or else they'll face penalties. I mean, I can't imagine. I've worked in retail, but I've never actually run a retail store. So I don't know what the laws are like. I don't know how oppressive they are. I don't know what the hoops they are they have to jump through. But they just keep putting up more hoops. Oh, look, these business people, they're jumping through this hoop. Now let's put another one up.
Yep, new one.
Oh, okay, you have to pay taxes on your employees and Social Security and this and that and income tax and withholding and so on. Oh, now we're going to tax you on pumpkins. Now we're going to tax you on something else. Okay, you know, they just... Somebody is going to have to put their foot down at some point because the Republicans and Democrats that are being elected are not doing it. Whoever it is that they're electing in Iowa or any other of the 49 states, they're not stopping these taxes. So at some point, it's going to come to the people to say, no, I've had it. I'm not paying anymore. No more. Or I'll pay you, but I'm only paying what I paid you in 1990. You know, somebody needs to just put a stop to this. And yes, I understand it's a scary thing, right? Because then they're going to send the cops after you to shut your business down. And if you don't shut your business down, I guess the cops are going to ticket you, maybe arrest you. Has anyone ever done this? Has anyone ever, anyone in the history of business? It has to have happened at some point.
Absolutely, they've done it. And you can believe the results have not been good.
I would like to know one of those stories, if there is a story out there.
It's probably a fine, $1,000 per day for not paying your taxes properly, and then they put this huge amount of...
They put a lien on your property if you own it, and then they snatch it from you.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
The government has... They've got two tricks up their sleeve. Now, they'll fine you...
Threats and violence.
Right. That's it. I mean, you've got... Basically, they'll confiscate all your property... This is the final punishment. They'll give you a fine. If you pay the fine, that's fine. But if you don't pay the fine, then in the end, you know, they'll charge you with all kinds of stuff, and it'll result in them taking most or all of your property, or they'll put you in jail for some indeterminate amount of time. That's their two tricks.
Right, and then if you let's just say you are a pumpkin patch. Let's say you're somebody who's buying wholesale pumpkins, and you don't actually have any property to take. Let's say you're a renter. And mm-hmm. you're just going out on the side of the road, setting up shop and selling pumpkins, right? And you're not collecting the tax, and you aren't going to collect the tax. And they come along and they say, $1,000 a day, sir, and they give you your ticket or whatever. And then you tell them to screw off, that you're not going to pay their little tax, and you're not going to pay their fine.
You don't have to be poor to do this. You could have set up something through, like, keepyourassets.net.
Yeah.
You know, to protect your assets.
But I'm just curious. So if the guys don't have any money to take and they keep coming around trying to collect the fines from him, eventually they're going to have to shut him down. They're going to have to put a stop to it. And at that point, then you've got the cops arresting a businessman for selling pumpkins on the side of the road. What have we come to in this country? The sad part is, if it actually did come to that, if a business owner did have the courage to say no to the cops and refused to pay the fines and continued operating his business in spite of what the government was demanding from him, then inevitably what you'd have is this attitude from the rest of the populace, the rest of the sheeple, if you will, that, hey, that's not fair. He's not paying his taxes like I have to. Put him in jail. Lock him up forever.
I don't think that everybody would feel that way.
No, the sheeple would feel that way.
A lot of people would. Well, you know, the
indignant jerks that feel like you owe something to the government and you deserve to pay. You have to pay your fair share. And if you don't pay your fair share, you should be locked in a prison cell. It's just madness. It's some sort of disease, some statist infection that has infected almost all of the populace in this country. And I don't know what's going to turn it around. I really don't. I mean, even if Ron Paul wins in 2008, that's not going to stop state sales taxes and these state bureaucrats from...
But he has the biggest microphone in the country. He can talk about how taxes are, forced and, how the marketplace works.
I know that more people are listening and paying attention to the message of liberty now than ever before. So hopefully that's a sign that we're moving in the right direction. And it's just when you see stories like this, you just got to shake your head. What's next? What else can they tax? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we would love for you to go and visit us online and shop at our store, store.freetalklive.com. All kinds of great Free Talk Live merchandise like hats and T-shirts and hoodies and more, including classic archive DVD collector sets, all there. store.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Bill, listening in Boston on WBNW. Hey, Bill. Bill in Boston.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I heard you talking about the pumpkins and how overreaching the government has become, and I just wanted to relate a few stories.
Sure.
One of the things that the government gets when they start reaching that far is they start forcing people, otherwise ethical people, to start behaving unethically. I've worked in several small companies, and I'm a very ethical person, and I try to live my life there. But the government has, I'm not sure how familiar I am with it, but the government has a tremendous amount of requirements in small businesses as far as reporting and surveys, and they call them voluntary, but they're not. You actually get in a lot of trouble if you don't fill these things out.
Now, wait a minute. Is this the Massachusetts state government or federal government?
No, federal government.
Okay.
And they come in, they say at the top, there's voluntary surveys, and I make a point of always throwing them in the trash, and then I get a second one and a third one. By the time you get the third one, you're in a lot of trouble, and I fill it out. But it's one of many things, like you say, making people fill out forms to buy pumpkins, or in this case, all these different surveys they want you to fill out. They're not voluntary, they're actually required, and what they get in return is people fill out bad information. In the case of pumpkins, I would make it a point of filling out that form and saying that I was not going, that I was going to get that pumpkin,
right,
just to avoid the tax. I mean, they create a behavior. They take otherwise ethical people, and they actually force them to behave in ways they normally wouldn't.
That's an interesting point, though I don't know. Is it unethical to lie to the government?
I can say this honestly. I don't lie to anyone about virtually anything, and yes, I do lie to the government.
Right. I do not think
it's unethical. No, I do. My point is, I'm an ethical person. I do not think it's unethical to lie.
Right, because that's the thing, is if a guy's on the street with a gun pointed at you and says, hand over your wallet, and you hand over your wallet, but you happen to have a couple of $100 bills folded up in your front pocket, and he says, do you have any more money? And you say, no, I don't, sir. You haven't done anything wrong.
No, you haven't.
And that's what they're doing. They're using, that's essentially force. They're either going to, like I said earlier, lock you up or try to confiscate all your property, or their two little tricks. They're going to do these
things. Absolutely.
They're a robber.
That's a great analogy. Well, I bought a condo as an investment a number of years ago, and since then they've changed all the rules. Where basically, since I'm considered extremely wealthy now, which of course I'm not, but you know, after you get over a certain amount of income, you're not allowed to take all the same deductions that everyone else takes. So basically, what they're saying is, if you work hard and get successful, we therefore take away your ability to write off all this stuff, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, you know, I find other ways to write it off. And again, I don't think that's unethical. I mean, they're constantly thinking up new taxes, and you know, if you don't think the people wonder why people run pizza parlors have so much money, it's because it's a cash business, and cash businesses are great, you know, and those people are ethical people, but they're being forced to do something they don't want to do.
Absolutely. It's a brilliant point. Thank you for the call, Bill. We really appreciate hearing from you tonight.
No 800-25,
yes, sir, 1-800-259-9231. I don't think anyone's ever made that point on the air. I mean, most people deal with each other on a voluntary basis, and they get along, and they're honest in their dealings, and the marketplace helps keep people honest, because if you are dishonest with your customers, word of mouth is going to spread and ruin your reputation, and people aren't going to come back. So you've got an interest there's an interest in being honest with your customers. But when it comes to the gangsters in government demanding things from you, then all of a sudden you're forced to deal in a dishonest fashion in order to keep as much of your hard-earned money as you possibly can.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with it, but in any other situation, if you weren't dealing with people threatening to use force on you, then those same actions would be unethical, and they would be wrong. But now there's this weird twist in there, like, well, it's technically an unethical action, but because you're being forced into that situation, it's not. Then it's just damage control. That's all it really is. It's just damage control. These business owners that are fudging the forms a little bit here and there,
As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing wrong with being, you know, inventive on your tax forms, whatever.
Cheating. You're cheating the tax system.
Well, you know, the same people that say that, they make their
fair share.
They make their own concessions for themselves.
No,
they
I don't.
Just want you to make, they just want you to pay.
I'm honest with my tax forms. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. And that person is lying. You know? I mean, they're gonna be as liberal with themselves, with their own tax form, as they want. They just want you to pay. And that's... This is one of those things of the, you know, the people that are labeled liberals out there and labeled conservatives, it's difficult to know what these terms even mean. But the fact is, you know, these liberals, as they are called, these progressives, they're being generous with other people's money. When they vote for things like, oh, we need this program or that program, they're just giving away other people's money. Whereas conservatives, fiscal conservatives, are generally the most generous people in the most generous country in the world.
Believe it or not, that's what the statistics show.
It's absolutely true.
And those are people that self-identify in that way.
Right.
1-800-259-9231. That's not to say that liberals wouldn't be generous in the absence of government programs. It's just that they chalk up the government program as, well, they're taking care of the poor people.
Sometimes
so I don't
say to myself, you know, I just don't feel obligated to donate to this or that because the government's already taking enough of my money for that crap.
Right.
You know, they're wasting it, the vast majority of whatever it is that they're taking from me, but that's not my fault. I'm trying to make it here.
Let's continue with the phone calls. You can bring up anything. I'll talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Bill, hello. Bill, Oklahoma, going once. Do we have Bill in Oklahoma going twice?
All right.
Probably not. We'll try and again some other time. All right, so we're still talking Halloween. Lots to talk about in the world of Halloween. Didn't get to cover much of this last night. This from the San Francisco Chronicle. Keith McAuliffe buttoned up a black cassock and set a white miter on his head, admiring himself in the mirror while his wife, Connie Freeman, scoured the shelves at Costumes on Hype for something trampy to elicit the desired shock value for Halloween. It's the juxtaposition, the yin and the yang of it, said McAuliffe, as Freeman chose the clingy gown and black wig of that dark temptress Elvira. So, basically, the Pope going together with Elvira.
Oh, that's interesting.
As children of all ages prepare for this festival of tricks and treats, retailers from coast to coast are rubbing their hands in glee, expecting U.S. consumers to spend $5 billion on costumes, candy, cards, and celebrations, according to an estimate by the National Retail Federation. Now, you understand that a lot of people are very upset by this, right?
That there's so much money being spent on Halloween?
Why would consumerism! You shouldn't be buying things!
Why would those people give a damn what other people are spending their money on?
The whole concept that people go out and buy things that they want bothers people.
Yeah, I don't understand. You know, I guess the idea is that the products that those people are buying are consuming the natural resources that belong to all of us. Well, You know, that's really the problem, is that natural resources, in fact, are owned publicly and in common in any way, shape, or form at all.
I think that the, I don't know if it's necessarily that. I'm sure there's a segment of people that feel that way, but I do, there's also a segment of people that feel as though that you're losing your identity to consumerism. That by buying all of these mass marketed products, that you're losing yourself, you're losing your identity. Even though one could make the counter argument that that there's such a variety of products that you can purchase for yourself that you can identify yourself very originally by the products that you purchase for yourself. So,
right. And there's probably people out there that are the sort of I don't know how to describe them, regressive Luddite sorts, that I want things to be the way they were at the happiest moment in my life.
Yep.
You know, so kids made their costumes at home. People carved their pumpkins together as a group and a family. Not that every family carved all their pumpkins together or anything like that. But at this one perfect moment that they either imagine in the, or they had in their life,
right.
They want the holiday to be just like that.
Right, when it was all about the homemade costumes and the pumpkin carvings instead of all these prefab costumes you have to just go and buy off the shelf, like as though that's a bad thing.
Right.
Like now you don't have to spend all that time making the damn costume.
I'm fine. I think that's great. You know, if you want to have that with your children or you want to share.
No one's stopping you.
Right. If you want to share that experience that you had with other people, fine. But to get indignant about it and then hope to, you know, make rules that other people have to follow is just disgusting.
Right, everyone else should have to make their own costumes. Well, according to the National Retail Federation, Halloween, while it's still mainly about the kids, they're noticing more and more that's becoming a big party for adults, especially young adults. Even pets are getting into the act, say they. For all the excitement,
yeah, I love the pet costumes on the internet. When you get to see the pictures of them, I think it's great.
For all the excitement surrounding the holiday, Halloween remains a child at the cash register compared with Christmas, Thanksgiving, and the other winter holidays that, by the foundation estimates, should spark a total of $474 billion in spending compared to $5 billion for Halloween. For instance, the foundation expects the average adult to spend $816 on the year-end post-Thanksgiving holidays compared with $64.82 per person, up from $59.06 last year on Halloween. That's, you know, that's a pretty significant spending increase. Of course, inflation could be a factor, too. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hell houses and your calls. We got them lined up. We'll take them. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...